Amen. Hey, I just got a great big announcement to make. Next week, this is September the 15th. Y'all know that, right? And you know next week is our 150th church anniversary. Isn't that amazing? God is so good. And as I reflect back, I hadn't been here that long. I truly hadn't. Neither has Miss Campbell. But we've been here a long time. And we want to welcome you to come out next week to our church anniversary. Invite a friend. Tell everybody that you know what great things God is doing here at Crossroad Baptist Church. Amen. On 150 years, we've been celebrating the goodness of God. Amen? Amen. Amen. So we're thankful for that. Amen. Please don't forget that. I hope you read your Proverbs for today, because I didn't read the scriptures this morning, but we will know that you will read your Proverbs. Amen. Be faithful in reading God's word. Hey, today's message is talking about what do you see? What do you see? And it's interesting, in Sunday school this morning, it talks about purpose abandoned, and the Lord looked down and he's seen some things happening on the earth. But today we're going to talk about a blind man. And the reason why I wanted to start there this morning is I have a friend, and he has lost his sight, gone through some operations, and that's how this message came about. Because I was wondering what it would be like to see, and now I can't see. I was wondering what it was like to wake up when he wakes up and he can't see his beautiful wife laying next to him, or what she wore that day, or how she combed her hair, or did she change her hair? I wonder what it was like for him to wake up and not be able to know which way to go. And it's amazing. We take our sight for granted. Yes. And we don't know what's coming next. Amen. But we serve a God that is able, amen, to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think. And I'm thankful that God is able to restore my friend's sight. He hasn't received it all yet, but he can see little things, and I don't know how much he can see. But I know one thing for sure, that he trusts God. Amen. For the results. It's hard. I can't say it's not hard. I can only imagine what it's like to lose your sight after seeing. Let's pray over a word of prayer, and then we're going to turn in your Bibles to John chapter 9. Because I forget where I'm at sometimes, so I need you to help me. Because I'm getting old and I just forget sometimes. Just help me out, please. Father God, we are so thankful for your love, for your goodness and your mercy, for the joy of knowing that you love us in spite of our sins and shortcomings. We thank you for those who are watching online and those who are here in the building. We pray that you'll just speak to our hearts. May they not see me, but may they see your goodness and mercy in all that you do and say. We love you and praise you. In Christ's name, amen. 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 What do you see is the question. And as the youth sang, at the cross, where I first saw the light. Amen. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Yes, I forgot that part of it. I did. After the church anniversary, they're going to feed y'all. So please come out and make sure that you stay for dinner too. I really did forget that part of the announcement. Because we want you to come so we can feed you too after you hear the word of God. Amen? Amen. Amen. Now I see. What do you see now? I've seen this note, okay? Amen. Amen. So I'm thankful. Okay, where was that? Chapter 9. And as I thought about the scripture, I'm going to read the scripture in chapter 9, verse starting in verse 18. Would you please stand to your feet as we read God's word? But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that received his sight. And they asked them, saying, "Is this your son, who ye say was born blind? How then do ye now see?" His parents answered them and said, "We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But by what means he now seeth, we knoweth not. Or who has opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age. Ask him. He shall speak for himself." Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. John chapter 9, verse 1 starts out saying that Jesus passed by and saw a man which was born blind. As I came to Crossroad maybe 40 years ago, I met a man, I don't know if he was born blind, but he's blind now. And that's Carrie Herndon. I seen Carrie develop from walking the roads. I used to come here on Wednesday, and Carrie would walk out of his driveway and walk down Crossroad Lanes. How he did it was astonishing and amazed me, because I never understood what it's like to tap and walk and feel your way. And he knew where he was. He would walk down and turn around and walk back safely. He could hear the cars coming, and he would step to the side and continue his walk. He's a great musician, plays the harmonica, can sing. He always astonished me. He was amazing to me how God used that man. Till today, he still astonishes me. It's amazing what he can do with harmonica. If I was that talented, I'd be playing. But you know I can't sing, so I'm not even going to attempt to sing. But when I thought about that, then I thought about when I moved to Virginia, my uncle, my father's uncle, A.J. Thompson, was a blind preacher. I don't know how he got around, because I didn't know him that well. But I thought about Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder coming up. They were blind. Ray Charles, if you've seen the movie, how he struggled and how folks took advantage of him. But God is able to do amazing things. Verse 2. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answers and says, "Neither the man sinneth nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him." My friends, I'm going to show you something great, what God can do. Neither this man nor his parents. I don't want to get into a theological discussion about that, because it's not important. It's important that the works of God are going to be made, that you can see it for yourself. The question is, what do you see? What do you see going around? What do you walk past and you close your eyes to? Our country is in turmoil and disarray, but yet and still we're missing out of seeing what God can do. I must work the works of him that sent me while it's day. The night cometh when no man can work. We can see night and day. We know the difference. Some of us work night shift. Some of us work first shift. But we all got to work, my friends. We all got to work. Not only manual work, but we got to work at staying spiritual. We got to work at reading the Word of God. It's not easy. It's not easy staying and reading a Proverbs a day. Things will come up where we'll say, oh, I don't have time. I'm in a rush. You ever wake up late? You're always in a hurry after that. You're already late. You're only going to be later as you get there. As long as I am in the world, what verse is that? Yeah. Okay, I'm just seeing if you're following. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. Now, his disciples were with him. And as he stooped down and used spittle and made clay. Now, years ago, young folks, used to make hawkers. And hawkers was not a pleasant thing. It really wasn't. But folks would, I mean, it was just nasty. But that's not what Jesus did. He made clay out of spittle and he anointed the blind man's eyes because he knew something had to be done. What verse? Okay. Verse 7 says, and he said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way thereforth and washed and came seeing. I want you to see that. That man was obedient to what God told him to do. Somebody had to help that man to the pool. Now, where they were located and how he got there, but he went. He went and did as God told him to do and came back seeing. And my question when I read that was, what was the first thing he seen after he washed his face? After he washed the clay off his eyes, what was the first thing he seen? So yesterday, as I was sitting around the dominoes tables and we were playing dominoes, our biblical discussion was, what was the first thing you think he saw when he opened his eyes? Some said trees, some said water. But one man said something that really spoke to me. He said he saw light. That was good. I said, that's the truth. Because when you're blind, you're in darkness. And when you clean his eyes, he saw the light. I saw the light. I can't sing, y'all. I saw the light. Did you see the light? Has the light been turned on in your life? In your life? We're not talking about the blind man now. We're talking about you. Have the light been turned on? And he came back seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and they which were before had seen him, that he was blind, and said, "Is this he that sat and begged?" They remember seeing the man sitting there and begging, and he was blind. Is this the same one? They won't forget, because they know. Therefore, they said unto him, and this is the question that many people have in their minds today. How? How were your eyes opened? Now, I don't want to know that, but we says, how did you do that? How did you get your promotion? How did you? Google it. Anything we want to know now, we say, Google it. But your testimony is not on Google. Google can't tell you how you received your sight, how you came to know the Lord. Amen. Google can't tell me that. That's your story. Amen. The man says, he answered and said, a man that called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam. And wash. Now I say wash. What you say? I don't know, but it means the same. Go clean yourself. Amen. Get something new in your life. Wash up. Because for all have sinned and come short. There's none righteous. No, not one. So I went and washed and receive my sight. Amen. Now this is his testimony. This is his story. At the cross, where I first saw the light. Amen. And all my burdens rolled away. Amen. It's at the cross where you're going to receive your sight. Then they said, verse 12, they unto him, where is he? He says, I know of not. Now, how can a blind man know where a man is after eating? He don't know what he looked like. He didn't know what he looked like. He was blind. How can a blind man see until he receives his sight? The man answered and said, I don't know where he's at. But one thing I do know, I can see. Amen. Amen. The same story. Then they say, where is he? I know not. Verse 13. They brought him to the Pharisees. They aforetime was blind. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. See? Getting ready to start something now. I want you to see this. They getting ready to start something. You know how church folks is on the Sabbath day? Don't y'all know how y'all are? Huh? Y'all do the same thing? Because here and go. It was the Sabbath day, 14. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he received his sight. He said unto them, he put clay upon my eyes, I washed and do see. Same story. Nothing's changed. What part of that you don't believe? I'm telling you the truth. What part of that you don't understand? There's only one way. There's only one way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by. That's the truth. I can't tell you nothing but the truth. Now, I might tell a story to my wife, but I can't tell you. I tell you, I wasn't going to use my wife. I love that woman. She puts up with me so long. I don't know. Okay, what verse? Therefore, verse 16, some of them, this man is not of God. Here come the fight, y'all. He keep not the Sabbath. Others says, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. You know how we don't agree with some things in church meeting? And some was on this side, and some was on this side. And we can't agree on nothing. And then we get mad at each other. And then we pout and try to get other folks on our side. That caused a division. You ain't got to be right all the time. You don't have to be right all the time. The truth shall set you free. The truth shall set you free. Well, there was a division among them. They said unto the blind man again. See, they still don't believe the truth. What say thou of him that he has opened thine eyes? He said, he's a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been born blind and received his sight until they called the parents of him that received his sight. It's interesting, folks. Now we don't call your parents. Now we don't call your parents in on this thing. We don't believe a word you're saying. So we don't ask your parents. Now, I don't know about the case, but if my parents was called into school, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. Because they only don't call your parents in when you've done something wrong. They call you in for something good too, and your parents are excited. But mainly when you've done something wrong, they're calling your parents. And the blind man had already told them the truth. He told them to several times. He repeated, he washed my eyes, and now I see. Simple fact. What part of that you don't understand? Now you don't call my parents in. And what they don't say? Here's what they said. One thing we know, this is our son. And how you represent your family is up to you. You can be good. I'm so proud of that young lady. I'm not into sports, but that other young lady who's wanting to be a doctor, I'm hope I'm live long enough so she can be mine. I got a long way to go. But the young lady who's playing sports and is active and got a 4-point, I'm excited about her. Some great things is going to happen in her life because she wants to do what's right. 4.0, man, that's pretty good. That's great. That means you're studying. That means you're reading. You're doing those things which are pleasing. Because he brings back to remembrance of those things we have studied. Amen? So the parent says, answered them, says, "We know this is our son and that he was born blind. In your life, as parents, what do you really know? What do you know that is true and real and you can relay it to your children? That they would know that this is the truth. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he will not depart." Train up. Teach. But for you to teach, you gotta know. You gotta know. We know he was born blind. The struggles of a parent, knowing that their child is blind, I can only imagine. I've seen movies of how Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder lived as a blind person. I can only imagine how Carrie came up through his life as an adult, being blind. But we're blind. We're blind in the world. We see things and then we don't see things. We call good right and right wrong.
Amen.
Something's wrong in our country.
Yes.
That we're letting God be abandoned. We're just letting go. We're throwing up our hands. God says, "Without me, ye can do nothing." We want you to do something. We want you to work with Sean and the youth. We want you to work on the usher board, sing in the choir. We want you to get active in Crossroads. We want you to do something for God that you'll have a story to tell, just like the blind man. What's your story? What's your testimony? We're training young men. We're training youth to come because that's what our church is built on. Crossroad wouldn't have been here 150 years if the older folks didn't train some younger folks.
Amen.
I said I wasn't going to use Amy as one of my examples or illustration. But I used to go over to Amy's house every Wednesday when her mom was living, and I would sit over there and drink coffee until 6:30, 7 o'clock, until it was time for youth. And the youth was exciting. We used to play draw the sword, remember? Draw the sword. And the first one that would open up to the Bible, their Bible, and read the scripture would win a prize. It was an exciting time back then. They would run. I mean, we had the parking lot full, running up and down, relay races, and everything. They were just excited about the Lord. Then we had an all-nighter. And Miss Cavalier used to be one of our volunteers at the all-nighter. And man, we would stay up all night long. And we were maybe late 20. Miss Cavalier was old then. I was in my late 20s, early 30s. But we used to do some things that kept folks excited about the Lord. Just being active and involved in the Lord. Because we seen the necessity of doing something for the Lord. Now look at Amy. She a grown woman, director, got children, and singing, still singing. Ain't God good? Thank God, good. Amazing things that God will do in the lives of people who surrender. In closing, in verse 20 of John chapter 9, I want to bring out a couple of things that in our lives should be important. I'm trying to go back to it because I closed my book and I lost my chapter. Verse 20 says, his parents asked and says, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind. And then verse 21 says, by what means he now seeth? The parents answered and says, we know not. We don't know how he received his sight. We weren't there. We weren't at the scene. We weren't at that part of his life when he received. We weren't there. And we know not who opened his eyes. We heard who did it, but they didn't say that. We says we know not who opened his eyes. But he is of age. Ask him. So I'm asking you. How did you receive your sight? Amen. How did you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? See, that's the story. That's your testimony. You can't find that on Google. You can't even look it up in the dictionary.
Amen.
That's your story.
Amen.
And folks wants to know how you came to know the Lord. How you came to know the Lord. Because that's the most important thing in life. Is that you receive your sight. We don't want you to walk around being blind. We don't want you to think sin is all right, for it's not. We've all sinned and come short. The Bible tells us there's none righteous, no, not one.
Amen.
But there's a God who loves us because he told us.
Amen.
That he so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the truth. That's the truth. It's not going to change. We want you to know the truth. Because the Bible says the truth shall set you free. So are you blind? Are you blind? Or can you see the greatness and the goodness of God that he wants in your life? Maybe there's one that says, I still think I'm all right. No, you're not all right. God wants you to come to him. He says, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. Learn. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needs not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word. Know the word of God, my friends. Get to know him in a real personal way. That's the secret. That's the secret. So what's your choice? And what's your story? Let's pray. Father God, we are so thankful for your goodness, for your mercy, for the joy of knowing that you love us in spite of us. We're all blind, Father. But you have given some of us the light of the world. We receive that light. There may be someone here today, Father, who doesn't know the light. Because you said in your word that Jesus is the light of the world. He comes to give us light. May you speak to the hearts of those who do not know you, who doesn't see the light. We come to see today. So would you speak to their hearts? May you change their minds that they'll see your goodness and your glory in all that you do and say. For it's in Christ's name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. May we stand to our feet. We're so glad that you came today, but you might have opportunity to come and give your life to Christ. Because there's only two places you're going to go. You're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. The choice is yours. And you can't say that you didn't have opportunity, that you didn't hear. God's given you a chance to come and receive him for yourself. Is there one today? Or maybe there's one here today who says, I'm saved and I'm glad to be a part of God's family, but I want to serve him. I want to be a part of Crossroad Baptist Church. The youth department needs workers, the usher boards, the choirs, there's plenty of work to be done. The parking lot attendants, there's work to be done. Will you be a part of Crossroad? Is there one today?
This message has been a blessing to you today. Please, as the pastor would say, just let us know. Let the pastor know that it's been a blessing. And for those who are listening, we do extend an invitation. I mean, you can say yes wherever you are, because God is still on the throne and he can save you if you truly accept him. Thank you, Reverend Givens, for the message. You know, Christmas is right around the corner, and it says, you know, Jesus is the light of the world. We're going to continue to sing this Christmas song. Jesus is the light of the world, and we should not be walking blind. Jesus can give us the light that we can see and that we can also tell someone else that God is still on the throne. Thank you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the message, dear Lord, that you have given to us. The testimony, O God, of Brother Carey, and also the testimony, O God, that we witness in your word, the blindness, O God, what sin can do to our lives. We continue to pray and ask, O God, that you help us to focus our attention on you, because we know, Father, that the moment we take our eyes on you, the enemy is there to distract us. So we are praying and asking today that you continue to be with us, guide us, so that, oh God, we can focus our attention on you. Now we pray, dear God, for the offering. We ask, oh God, that you continue to bless it. Bless those, O God, who do not have to give. We do pray, dear God, that will be our testimony. We worship you with our offerings as well as with our lives. So We thank you and we ask that you bless it so that others may hear the word of God and receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Thank you for all of what you've done and what you are doing here, Lord. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord cause the light of his countenance to shine upon you and bless you with his peace this day and all of your tomorrows. And let the church say amen.